Time now for the Eagle 102 Area High School Football Coaches Preseason Spotlight, brought to you by Abel's Quick Shops and Pike County Memorial Hospital. We are joined now by Banff Indians first-year head coach Joe Drabus. Coach, can you give us an idea of what we will see from the Indians this season?
Yeah, our season this year, we're really trying to fix some of the attitude and attendance issues that we have. I'm sure you've seen the 3A philosophy, and we're really trying to work towards just building a foundation and a culture here and giving ourselves an identity right now.
What did you all lose to graduation last year?
To graduation, we lost a few seniors that definitely hurt us, and obviously we're not doing the co-op this year, so we lost a couple players there as well. So that's why I think it's really important that we start our culture from ground base and start working our way up from there.
Stay tuned for more from Coach Joe Drabus on the upcoming Indian season. As you've been listening to the Area High School Football Coaches Preseason Spotlight on Eagle 102, brought to you by Pike County Memorial Hospital and Abel's Quick Shops.
I'm Tylee Mills, the CEO of Pike County Memorial Hospital. You've heard it from your friends, family, and even neighbors. They choose Pike County Memorial Hospital. Quality care from quality people. Pike County Memorial Hospital.
Coach, who's some players we should be keeping an eye out for this season?
We've got some awesome seniors this year, a great group, mainly our returning seniors, which is Easton McAfee, Dalton Bailey, and our two-time All-Stater, Bryson Lay. Those three are going to be huge components and huge foundations for our basics and what we're trying to do.
Any new faces to the program we should be keeping an eye on?
Yeah, for incomers, we got a few senior incomers, and we're really excited about them. And as far as young kids, we've got several that started and played for us last year quite a bit that I'm really excited for, mainly sophomores Nikos Conaway, Gage Campson, and Morgan Rigo.
You've been listening to the Area High School Football Coaches Preseason Spotlight on Eagle 102, brought to you by Abel's Quick Shops and Pike County Memorial Hospital.
Here's one question that has no wrong answer. Are you going to choose the new Shell and Fuel Rewards card to be used at Shell stations, or the Shell and Fuel Rewards MasterCard that can be used everywhere MasterCard is accepted? With both, you save 10 cents per gallon, up to 20 gallons every time you fill up. And you also earn 10% rebates on your first $1,200 in non-fuel purchases per year at Shell stations. See? You can't go wrong with either. Visit www.shell.us/getrewards and apply today. At participating Shell stations only. Terms and conditions apply.